Be'ez Hashem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Shmoyna Ve'esrim, the 28th and final chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Kehilim, the Laws of Vessels, in the Sefer Torah, in the Book of Purity, which in this Perek, the Rambam discusses regarding vessels that became tamei from liquids. The Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, where we discussed regarding the back and the inside of vessels. Kol HaKehilim, all vessels, Sheyesh Lahem Beis Kibul, that have a receptacle, Shenitmu Achareihem B'Mashkin, where the back became tamei from a liquid. So Lo'initmu Toichem L'Trumah. So its inside is not considered tummy for the laws of truma, where the whole halacha of liquids is rabbinic, and they made a differentiation regarding not to confuse with the biblical law. So the outside is considered tummy, but the inside is not considered tummy for truma. V'loy ognehem, and neither are the rims tummy. V'loy is nehem, and not the ears. V'loy mekoyim etzba hashakeya besvasakeli, neither the area of where the finger sticks into the edge of the vessel, where they used to make like an indentation to the edge of the vessel where to put the thumb when the person is carrying the pot, none of those become tummy. It's only the outside that becomes tummy. Now, nitma toicha keli, but if the inside of the vessel becomes tummy, nitma kulin, they all become tummy. Now, naflu mashkin tameim al kane hakeim, let's say if liquids that are tummy fall on the bases of the vessels, oil like name, or on the rims, oil is name, or on the ears, oil desakim hamakam, or on the handles of the vessels that could receive. So haizim anakvin, you just dry it up so that it shouldn't touch a place where it would be makabel tuma. Vehim tarima, they can be pure, meaning they did not decree the tuma of mashkin only if it touches the actual essential vessel, but not the parts that are secondary to the vessel, and they're considered independent. And even though it has a receptacle, they're not makabel tuma. And even in this situation, even the outside of the vessels entirely will not become tummy. Halacha Beis. Now this halacha applies echekli asak, whether tumat sack cloth, a sackcloth like a vessel made out of sack, could go in a sack in ramatzufin, which is, for example, let's say a sack and another type of a container, or leather vessels, could go in a kogam accessories like pillows and blankets, vechad kliates, or whether wooden vessels, a fellow kupos and mashpelas, even boxes and dispensers, and nutmu achardein b'mashkin, if the outside becomes tummy from liquids, lo nitmu toichem, the inside does not become tummy. The reason why the Rambam is saying even these cases where they could actually be inverted, and the outside could be in and the inside could be out, still we're telling you that there's no difference. The outside will be tummy, not the inside. Halacha Gimel continues regarding with flat metal vessels. Pshutikli shetef. Flat, it's like types like metal, but shetef means that it could be immersed in the mikvah. She'ein ru'in l'medrus, but it's not fit for medrus. Could go in a shulchan batavla. She'ein lo adoifin. Like, for example, a table or a tabletop that does not have a border. So, since it's not biblically receive tuma, so im nitmo chareim b'mashkin, if the outside becomes tummy from liquids, so lo nitmo teichan. So therefore, it will qualify whenever you're not going to have the biblical tuma, it will not have this halacha of the inside becoming tummy. Avol pshutik lishetav haruim l'midrash, but regarding a metal vessel that's fit for to put the body weight, could go in a mita like a bed, va'or sheishen v'lov, and leather that you sleep on, v'akise and the chiv, v'kizim, and things like that. Oh, so then already in lehem acharim b'teich, it's not going to have this halacha of differentiating between the inside and the outside, because again, it's fit for biblical tuma. El ben shenogu mashkim b'teich lehem acharim, whether if the liquid touches from the inside or the outside, nitma kli kule, the whole vessel becomes tummy. And v'chemi d'zayin v'shem, and so regarding measurements for wine and oil, v'zayma l'stidoyos, which is a certain type of a tool that had utility on both sides. One end was like a large spoon that was perforated, which you put the meat that's roasted on the fire on it. And the second end is like a pitchfork, which is like with three prongs, which you stick it over the fire when it's roasting. Or umisinen shel chardel, and a sifter of mustard. Umishemesh shel yain, or a sifter of wine. In la machalei metech, they don't have any inside outside. Elam novel mashkin l'miktsasan. Rather, if liquid falls on part of it, nitma kulan, it all becomes tummy because the two sides have equal utility, and you can't say one is the primary vessel like the inside and one is secondary like the outside. No, it's all considered like one unit, kumei begadon, like garments. Halacha dalet continues regarding the animal tool of a. We hear the Rambam actually makes sound like it's two things: hamardeya plow v'hamalmud, which is put on the neck of the animal to direct it. Which in Perek Yigimel the Rambam made it sound like in Halacha Chav Beis that it's actually the same thing. But be that as may, yesh l'macharei metech, there is the halacha of outside, inside. Ketzah, how so? So nafla mashkin ala charchor, where there are different elements, as we explained over there, of the plow. If liquids that are tummy fall on the lance, lo'initma min eitzah samach l'charchor, so the wood that's near the charchor, did not become tummy, ele shivet tvachim avar, only 7 hembreth, which that was the amount that Chama estimated that you need to have from the wood supporting the lance, so it's considered part of it. But a shari it's tar. The rest of the wood is tar. It's like the it's not part of the primary vessel. V'chein naflu mashkan al darvin. So let's say liquids fall on the darvin, which is another metal peg. Le'nit me'el arba tfachem ha'smuch la darvin. So only the 4 handbreadth that are near it are going to become tummy. Now naflu chusla shibul chusla arba. But let's say it fell beyond the 7 or beyond the 4 tfachem. And it is a kikli kibul shenogu mashkan machevis. It's like a receptacle where if only the outside became tummy from liquids, because it's not considered part of the primary. It's like what an outside is. So only the place where it touches, and the outside part, only that's going to become tummy, essentially, even though it's not an outside, but it has halachic status like an outside. Halachic is regarding with a doubled vessel. If you have a container within a container, a pocket within a pocket, one of them becomes tummy from liquids. So the other one does not become tummy, even if they're connected. And the reason for that is because that the inside of this pocket is considered like the outside of the second one. So that does not make one tummy from the other one. Now, but when we say the kashoy is the same shavin, if their rims were equal. But if let's say the outer one was stuck out more, and the inner one becomes tummy, then nitma hachitzen. Then the outer one becomes tummy because it's like it's in its interior, and whenever the inside becomes tummy, the outside, which is this outer one, also becomes tummy because the inner one is the inside of the outer one. Now, nitmachitzen, then the outer one becomes tummy, then again, the inner one does not become tummy. Uvashedetz, now regarding, however, tummy from a dead sheretz, binkach ha-binkach, then either way, imnitmachem, the one becomes tummy, le'nitmachaber, the other one does not become tummy. However, the appropriate gear is to delete the word loy, and the reason is because tummy sheretz is biblical. But biblical tummy, we don't differentiate between inside and outside, like we said in Allah Ha'al, if it's only by rabbinic tummy, that's where we differentiate. So actually, then nitmachaber, the other one will become tummy, no matter what the circumstances. Halachavav, ha-chayke g'royva, v'chatzir royva. Someone carved out a measurement of a roiva and a half a roiva, beit sechar on one piece of wood. One of them comes to me from a liquid, so again, we're talking about liquid, rabbinic tumma, so there we will say the difference between acharim v'toich. So the second one will not become tummy. The reason for that is because there's like 2 different vessels, and each one has its own distinct utility, and the second one's not serving with it. Afa b'shem eit sechar, although it's one wood. Now, ketzad house of the Ram illustrates. Nogu mashkin tamei b'toich ha-roiva. Let's say tummy liquids touch inside of the roiva, that measuring of the roiva. So ha-roiva v'achayra b'tamei, because the outside of that part of that tool of the in within this wood that it was tummy from the inside, so its outside becomes tummy. But a little further down the piece of wood, the half a roiva and its outside are remain tar. Noga b'chatzir roiva metoich. Let's say it touches in the inside of the chatzir roiva. So chatzir roiva chayv tummy. So the half a roiva that measuring and its outside become tummy. But the other one, it's the roiva which is double that measuring and its outside are tar. But when you tayvah, when you immerse it to purify it, matvah as a kol, you tayvah the whole thing because ultimately it is one piece of wood. Now nitmu achayri hareiva or achayri chatzir reiva b'mashkin. Let's say the outside, the backside of the reiva or the half reiva becomes tummy from liquids. Then hari achayri akli tummy. Then the whole outside of the vessel becomes tummy shein chalken zakan because the outside is not separate. It's only the inside, which there's different receptacles, but the backside of it there's no differentiation. Therefore, the whole thing is tummy. Halacha Zayin continues with a bubbling kettle. Kumkumus, a kettle, shoyachoyv tmeim, where the outside of the kettle was tame. And again, we say the outside, not the inside. And b'hoy martich, it was bubbling. It was boiling. So, ein chesh, we're not concerned, shem yotzu mashkim b'toycha, that maybe some liquids came out from the inside, b'noga b'chayv, and it touched the outside. V'choz b'toycha, maybe went back inside. We're not concerned for that. El ha'reha mashkim shem b'toycha, turn l'trum, rather the liquid that's inside of it is going to remain tar for truma. We've concluded the halachas of vessels with heavenly assistance.